Stocks are finally catching up to Bitcoin's crash as bond yields hit 8-month highs. Bitcoin spent January and February absorbing the pain. It dropped from roughly $90,000 to nearly $60,000 in 5 weeks, while equities held relatively steady. That divergence is closing. As of March 23, 2026, NASDAQ futures have fallen to 23,190 points, their lowest since September 11th, and 10-year Treasury yields have surged to 4.41%, the highest reading since August 1st, according to CoinDesk. BTC sits at $68,637 as of this writing, down 0.8% over 24 hours and 7.3% over 7 days. ETH is at $2,064, off 2.5% on the day and 9.1% on the week. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 27, firmly in fear territory. Bond yields are doing the damage. The 10-year Treasury yield has climbed 48 basis points since the Iran conflict escalated on February 28th. The 2-year yield has moved even faster, jumping 57 basis points to 3.94% over the same period. Rising yields compress the valuation of every asset priced against future cash flows. That includes growth stocks, tech companies, and risk-on trades like crypto. When the 10-year was below 4% in early February, equities held up. Now that it has blown past 4.4%, the math no longer works for a lot of positions that were priced for lower rates. S&P 500 E-mini futures dropped to 6,505 points, also at their lowest since September. The speed of the move matters. Bond yields do not normally climb 48 basis points in 3 weeks without something breaking. BTC crashed first, stocks followed. The sequencing is the story. Bitcoin lost roughly a third of its value between late January and early March, falling from $90,000 to near $60,000. During that same window, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ were still grinding near highs. Equity investors dismissed crypto's weakness as a sector-specific problem. 3 weeks later, equities are catching up. The NASDAQ has given back months of gains. Bond markets, which crypto traders were watching closely in January, are now forcing the same repricing on traditional portfolios that hit digital assets first. This pattern has appeared before. In 2022, Bitcoin peaked in November 2021 and began its drawdown months before the NASDAQ topped in January 2022. The current cycle shows BTC leading again, this time by roughly 4 to 6 weeks. Options markets show record anxiety. The options market is confirming what price action suggests. Put option premiums, the cost of buying downside protection, have hit record levels relative to calls. This kind of skew typically appears when institutional traders are scrambling for hedges rather than positioning for upside. Record put bias does not guarantee further declines. Historically, extreme put skews have sometimes marked the bottom of a move because they indicate that most of the hedging demand has already been absorbed. But in the current environment, with yields still rising and no clear catalyst for a reversal, the skew looks more like a symptom of genuine fear than a contrarian signal. For crypto specifically, the fear and greed reading of 27 aligns with the options data. Both are saying the same thing. Participants are defensive, not opportunistic. What changed? Since February, three factors converged to accelerate the stock market's decline. Yields broke out. The 10-year spent weeks consolidating around 3.9-4.0%. The break above 4.2% triggered systematic selling in rate-sensitive positions. At 4.41%, it is now testing levels that historically correlate with equity drawdowns of 10% or more from peak. The Iran situation escalated. Geopolitical risk premiums began repricing in late February. Bond markets absorbed the initial shock. Equity markets are absorbing it now. Oil prices have added pressure on inflation expectations, which feeds back into higher yield projections. Crypto already repriced. BTC's move from 90K to 60K in January-February removed roughly $600 billion from crypto market cap. That deleveraging happened while equities were still range-bound. Now, both asset classes are trading under the same macro pressure. Where this leaves crypto holders, Bitcoin has stabilized in the $65,000-$75,000 range after its earlier crash. The question is whether stocks catching up creates a second leg down for crypto or whether BTC has already absorbed the worst. The case for relative resilience. BTC already took its hit. The $60,000 bottom in early March coincided with massive long liquidations and a reset of leveraged positions. Open interest across major exchanges dropped significantly. If equities are now going through the same deleveraging, crypto may have already done the heavy lifting. The case for further downside: correlation. When stocks sell off hard enough, capital exits all risk assets. The Bitcoin ETF complex has seen $253 million in outflows over the past 2 days, suggesting institutional crypto allocations are not immune to equity weakness. Holders using crypto cards to spend from their portfolios should be aware that a fear index at 27 often precedes volatile weeks. Pre-authorization merchants like gas stations and hotels may decline transactions during rapid price swings if card balances shift between the hold and settlement.